Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Yiki. Mit unseren Sprachduschen lernst du eine Sprache so, wie es sich richtig anfühlt. Entspannt, intuitiv und vor allem mit ganz viel Freude. Musst du im Job oft Englisch sprechen und fühlst dich dabei manchmal unsicher? Keine Sorge, so geht es vielen. Und genau deshalb haben wir für dich diese Sprachdusche. In diesem Kurs dreht sich alles rund um Englisch im Arbeitsalltag. Das Prinzip unserer Sprachduschen ist ganz einfach erklärt. Zuerst hörst du ein paar Vokabeln und tauchst dann in eine kurze Geschichte ein, in der du die Wörter wiedererkennst. Am Ende sprichst du ein paar Sätze nach und wendest das Gelernte direkt an. Also, dann starten wir doch direkt mit dem ersten Kapitel aus unserem Englischkurs für den Beruf. Los geht's!
Lesson 1. Getting to know each other. Getting to know.
Kennenlernen.
Getting to know. Usually.
Üblicherweise.
Usually. To be under stress.
Unter Stress stehen.
To be under stress. Going from meeting to meeting.
Von einem Termin zum nächsten gehen.
Going from meeting to meeting. To deal with.
Mit etwas umgehen.
To deal with. Mostly.
Meistens.
Mostly. Conversation.
Konversation.
Conversation. To take conversation lessons.
Konversationsunterricht nehmen.
To take conversation lessons. Especially.
Besonders.
Especially. To order.
Ordnen.
To order. To order the thoughts.
Seine Gedanken ordnen.
To order the thoughts. To find ways.
Wege finden.
To find ways. To maintain.
Erhalten.
To maintain. Fluency.
Geläufigkeit.
Fluency. With fluency.
Fließend.
With fluency. Fluency in English.
Fließend Englisch.
Fluency in English. To focus on.
Sich auf etwas konzentrieren.
To focus on. Intuitive.
Intuitiv.
Intuitive. Quick thinker.
Schneller Denker.
Quick thinker. Linguistic.
Sprachlich.
Linguistic. Motivational coach.
Motivationscoach.
Motivational coach. Challenge.
Herausforderung.
Challenge. To enjoy.
Etwas genießen.
To enjoy. To enjoy the challenge.
Die Herausforderung mögen.
To enjoy the challenge. To make someone.
Jemanden zu etwas bringen.
To make someone. To consider.
Sich überlegen.
To consider. She considers herself.
Sie versteht sich selbst als.
She considers herself. Facilitator.
Vermittler.
Facilitator. To get feedback.
Rückmeldung bekommen.
To get feedback. To grasp.
Etwas begreifen.
To grasp. Approach.
Herangehensweise.
approach. A popular coach.
Ein bekannter Trainer.
A popular coach. Introduction.
Vorstellung.
Introduction. You must be.
Du musst sein.
You must be. Business English.
Wirtschaftsenglisch.
Business English. Open end.
Offenes Ende.
Open end. Enterprise.
Unternehmen.
Enterprise. I'm a bit late.
Ich bin ein bisschen spät.
I'm a bit late. First impression.
Erster Eindruck.
First impression. Of course you do.
Natürlich tust du.
Of course you do. As for being late.
Bezüglich des zu spät kommens.
As for being late. Clients.
Kunden.
Clients. Business people.
Geschäftsleute.
Business people. I'm flexible.
Ich bin flexibel.
I'm flexible. When it comes to time.
Wenn es um die Zeit geht.
When it comes to time. That's why.
Deswegen.
That's why. I never give lessons.
Ich gebe nie Unterricht.
I never give lessons. Back to back.
Direkt nacheinander.
Back to back. One after the other.
Einer nach dem anderen.
One after the other. To make sure.
Um sicherzustellen.
To make sure. I make sure.
Ich achte darauf.
I make sure. At least.
Mindestens.
At least. A half an hour break.
Eine halbe Stunde Pause.
A half an hour break. In between.
Dazwischen.
In between. In case.
Im Falle.
In case. To make it on time.
Pünktlich sein.
To make it on time. I'd like us to begin.
Ich würde gerne beginnen.
I'd like us to begin. To be under pressure.
Unter Druck stehen.
To be under pressure. Lately.
In letzter Zeit.
Lately. New clients.
Neue Kunden.
New clients. I feel that.
Ich denke das.
I feel that. My spoken English.
Mein gesprochenes Englisch.
My spoken English. A bit robotic.
Ein wenig statisch.
A bit robotic. To be able to.
In der Lage sein.
To be able to. To be based on.
Auf etwas basieren.
To be based on. Two-way.
Zweigleisig.
Two-way. Ongoing.
Fortlaufend.
Ongoing. Communication.
Kommunikation.
Communication.
How about?
Wie wär's mit?
How about? Sounds good to me.
Klingt gut für mich.
Sounds good to me. To keep in mind.
Im Hinterkopf behalten.
To keep in mind. They would like to know.
Sie würden gerne wissen.
They would like to know. Area of business.
Geschäftsbereich.
Area of business. Job title.
Berufsbezeichnung.
Job title. Expertise.
Spezialisierung.
Expertise. Area of expertise.
Fachgebiet.
Area of expertise. In order to.
Um zu.
In order to. To establish.
Aufbauen.
To establish. Relationship.
Beziehung.
Relationship. Business relationship.
Eine wirtschaftliche Beziehung.
Business relationship. A matter of.
Eine Frage von.
A matter of. To receive.
Empfangen.
To receive. To tend to.
Zu etwas neigen.
To tend to. To freeze.
Erstarren.
To freeze. To talk about myself.
Über mich selbst reden.
To talk about myself. It's just a case.
Es ist nur ein Fall.
It's just a case. Unchanging.
Unveränderlich.
Unchanging. Unchanging variables.
Unveränderliche Variablen.
Unchanging variables. To sound.
Klingen.
To sound. A bit more exciting.
Ein bisschen aufregender.
A bit more exciting. It is written.
Es ist geschrieben.
It is written. Business card.
Visitenkarte.
Business card. To introduce yourself.
Sich vorstellen.
To introduce yourself. An active approach.
Eine aktive Herangehensweise.
An active approach. To know a bit.
Ein bisschen etwas wissen.
To know a bit. Twice.
Zweimal.
Twice. It just flowed.
Es hat einfach gepasst.
It just flowed. Quite a bit.
Einiges.
Quite a bit. No robots leave here.
Keine Roboter verlassen diesen Ort.
No robots leave here. To appreciate.
Etwas wertschätzen.
To appreciate. I really appreciate.
Ich weiß es zu schätzen.
I really appreciate. To look at.
Etwas anschauen.
To look at. To look at things.
Auf Dinge schauen.
To look at things. I'm going to enjoy.
Ich werde es genießen.
I'm going to enjoy. To be able to practice.
Ausprobieren können.
To be able to practice. Some of the points.
Einige der Punkte.
Some of the points. We have discussed.
Wir haben diskutiert.
We have discussed. Thanks for the compliment.
Danke für das Kompliment.
Thanks for the compliment.
Dialogue. Getting to know each other.
Carsten Vogel is a 40-year-old IT manager at Open-End Enterprises. He's usually under a lot of stress, going from meeting to meeting. He has to deal with mostly English-speaking business partners from all over the world. His conversations in English can be a bit robotic, especially in business conversation situations. He wants to change this. Therefore, he takes weekly business English conversation lessons with Sarah Martin. She helps him to order his thoughts in English and helps him to find ways to maintain his business English fluency. Sarah Martin is a 36-year-old business English conversation coach and focuses on business English conversation lessons. She is very intuitive and a quick thinker. Her background studies are in linguistics, and she is a trained motivational coach. She likes her job and enjoys the challenge of making her clients enjoy speaking business English fluently. She considers herself a facilitator and enjoys getting feedback from her lessons. She wants her clients to grasp business English conversation via the learning by doing approach, and that is why she's a popular coach.
And now follows their meeting.
Hello, you must be Sarah Martin, my business English conversation coach.
Yes, I am, and you must be Carsten Vogel from Open End Enterprises.
Yes, I am. Nice to meet you. Sorry I'm a bit late. I don't make a very good first impression, do I?
Of course you do. As for being late, all my clients are business people, so I'm quite flexible when it comes to time. That's why I never give lessons back to back.
What do you mean by back to back?
Back to back means one after the other. I always make sure that there's at least a half an hour break in between my lessons.
In case someone can't make it on time?
Exactly. So, Carsten, where would you like us to begin?
Well, I have been pressured lately to speak more English. Most of my new clients are English speaking, and I feel that my spoken English is a bit robotic.
Well, I'm sure I'll be able to help your fluency. My lessons are based on a two-way ongoing communication. How about if we start with introductions?
Sounds good to me.
Firstly, I think it's always good to keep in mind what it is you'd like to know about a new business partner and what it is they would like to know about you.
I'd like to know their name, of course, what area of business they are in, and what they do.
So you'd like to find out who they are, what their company does, what their job title and area of expertise is, in order to establish your business relationship.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Carsten, I think it's a matter of giving the information you would like to receive.
My problem is that I tend to freeze up in English-speaking business situations, especially when I have to talk about myself.
Yes, I know what you mean. Sometimes it's just a case of making those unchanging variables, such as name and job title, sound a bit more exciting, with a bit more information than what's written on your business card.
I see what you mean.
Take, for example, how you introduce yourself to me today. That was perfect. You took a very active approach to an introduction. You showed me that you already knew a bit about me.
Well, that was business card information.
You're right, but your active approach wasn't.
Funnily enough, I didn't even think twice about it.
Exactly. It just flowed. And flow is what I focus on quite a bit in my lessons. No robots leave here.
I really appreciate how you look at things, Sarah. I think I'm really going to enjoy your approach.
I'm sure that when we meet again next week, you will already have been learning by doing.
Learning by doing?
I mean, you will have already been able to practice some of the points we have discussed today. Thanks for the compliment, by the way.
Der erste Teil ist geschafft. Bevor es gleich mit den Sätzen zum Nachsprechen weitergeht, haben wir einen kleinen Tipp für dich. Wenn du noch mehr Englisch lernen willst, dann schau doch mal in der Yiki-App vorbei. Als Podcast-Hörerin bekommst du 30% Rabatt auf deine erste Buchung und damit Zugriff auf über 200 weitere Kapitel unserer Englischkurse. Einfach den Code PODCAST30 auf yiki.de bei deiner Anmeldung eingeben. Den Link findest du auch in den Shownotes. Das war's mit dem kurzen Hinweis. Jetzt bist du an der Reihe. Sprich die Sätze nach und verbessere so deine englische Aussprache.
Sorry, I'm a bit late. I don't make a very good first impression, do I? As for being late, all my clients are business people. I'm quite flexible when it comes to time. That's why I never give lessons back to back. I always make sure that there is at least a half an hour break in between my lessons. Where would you like us to begin? I have been pressured lately to speak more English. I feel that my spoken English is a bit robotic. I'm sure I'll be able to help your fluency. My lessons are based on a two-way ongoing communication. How about if we start with introductions? It's always good to keep in mind what it is you'd like to know and what it is they would like to know about you. You'd like to find out who they are and what their company does. In order to establish your business relationship. It's a matter of giving the information you would like to receive. I tend to freeze up in English-speaking business situations. Especially when I have to talk about myself. Sometimes, it's just a case of making those unchanging variables a bit more exciting. With a bit more information than what's written on your business card. Take, for example, how you introduced yourself to me today. You took a very active approach to an introduction. You showed me that you already knew a bit about me. I didn't even think twice about it. Flow is what I focus on quite a bit in my lessons. I really appreciate how you look at things. I think I'm really going to enjoy your approach. Thanks for the compliment, by the way.
Neugierig, wie es weitergeht? Dann hör dir doch gleich noch das zweite Kapitel aus unserem Kurs English Conversation 1 an. Und wenn dir die Folge gefallen hat, lass uns gerne eine Bewertung da. Das hilft uns wirklich weiter und sorgt dafür, dass noch mehr Leute von unseren Sprachduschen erfahren. Bis dann!